Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas here. It's the Grapevine at SaverLife.com. And just yesterday, some exciting news popped up on Facebook. It is Master of Wine has decided to purchase a building in downtown Geneva and create a tasting room for her wines. I've interviewed Nova McCune-Cademattre a couple times in the past, and she's been making wine in the Finger Lakes for, I don't know, maybe 8 to 8 years, maybe something like that. She came here originally, I think, is with Constellation Brands as one of their winemakers, and she has periodically been based in California, where she is now, working for their Mondavi property as one of the key winemakers there. One of only a couple hundred masters of wine in the world. And the master of wine and the master sommelier are very different programs. And the master of wine is maybe more academic, more research-based. You have to do a thesis for your final project. So it's very different than Master Sommelier, which is, there is, theory is one-third of the final exam for Master Sommelier, but another third of it is blind tasting, and then service is the final third of the Master Sommelier. And so Master Sommeliers, or aspiring Master Sommeliers, have to practice service at a table, you know, and I don't think they have to do cigars anymore, but that was, until fairly recently, part of Master Sommelier program was learning how to present a cigar, how to choose a cigar. No interest to me, but that was part of the training up until recently. So Master Sommelier they're both very difficult. Both of them have only a couple hundred people in the world that have passed these exams, and they appeal to different people. I think August Demel, who was a longtime winemaker at Cuca Spring Vineyards and won a lot of awards while he was there, recently moved to Constellation Brands, and their local Canandaigua wine operation. So congratulations to him. And he just posted he now works for Gallo because Constellation Brands sold their Canandaigua wine company to Gallo. So kind of strangely enough, Constellation Brands is based in Canandaigua still, or Victor, I guess, with operations, you know, around the world. But they have sold, I think their last remaining property or you know, part of their business that is making wine in the Finger Lakes, or even in New York State, or maybe even, you know, anywhere west of California, or sorry, east of California. So anyway, I think Constellation still owns Mondavi, and Nova is working there. You should follow her on Facebook. You'll find out more about her wine and her plans, but also she's a cool person, again, master of wine, and someone that you'll be able to meet in the near future, as they will probably eventually spend more time here. They have, I think, several young children, and it'll be interesting to see when, assuming that will happen at some point, they relocate to the Finger Lakes more permanently. But this is a great sign for our region that she's investing in a tasting room in downtown Geneva It'll be the first winery tasting room in downtown Geneva. Maybe second, because FLX Provisions is the tasting room for Element Wines. That's Christopher Bates, happens to be a master sommelier. So we perhaps some people kind of take this for granted that we have a master sommelier and a master of wine who make wine in our region, but that is highly unusual. Again, there are very few of these. The people have reached this level in wine, and they're usually in bigger cities, because especially master sommeliers, because you need a pretty high end restaurants to hire a master sommelier, or high end wine shops, or distributors selling lots of wine to big restaurants. The masters of wine seldom live in areas as small as, Christopher and Isabel live in Montour Falls, which is just south of Watkins Glen. And these are villages, tiny places. And yet, we're lucky to have both making wine here. And also, I don't think there are many master sommeliers who make wine, at least not commercial wine. Probably some of them make it for themselves, but I think there are very few that have their own commercial winery. I'll have to ask Christopher Bates that at some point. There are only a few hundred that have ever passed the Master Sommelier exam. Most of those are more in service, working in restaurants. None of them, as far as I know, were working chefs when they passed that Master Sommelier exam, which Christopher was, and still is. Still being a chef is a big part of what he does with FLX Table and now the new properties in Corning. But before we get to the new properties in Corning, I want to mention a little bit more. Trussell 31 is the brand for Nova Catamatre. She makes Riesling, Chardonnay, Cabernet Franc, several varietals, but Riesling is, I think, her flagship varietal. And I think Trussell 31 is the a railroad trussell, which is or was on the property where the vineyard that she owns in the Finger Lakes. Like Christopher Bates, if you're a master sommelier, or like Nova Catamatre, you're a master of wine, you know whether your wines are good or not. It's really, they more than most anyone else in the world know what good wine is. So it's not necessarily wine that you would like. Everyone has their own bias and kind of their own taste of what they like in wine. It's not really right or wrong in most cases, other than wines with flaws in them. Everyone likes different styles. You may not like the styles of wine that Christopher Bates or Nova Catamatre make, but they are really outstanding wines, and it's pretty cool that they are both making wine in this area. So she posted that they are, if anyone's looking for a one bedroom one bath apartment in Geneva, they have one available here, or will soon, in this building. It's a three-story building. One of the and I'm not sure what street it is on. It's one of a couple of the main streets of downtown Geneva. It's a narrow kind of row business building. It's painted black right now. It'll be interesting to see what they do in terms of leaving that, or what they do with the exterior as well as the interior. I'm not sure what was in there before. I'll have to find out. I just saw this last night, and you can follow her on Facebook and go and check out her post and see the building. And she'll be literally right around the corner from Christopher Bates. So it's not on Linden Street, but the shop next to it, you can see the Linden in it on the sign. It's the Linden something. It's not the Linden Social Club, because that is on Linden Street. So not sure exactly where this is in Geneva, but right in downtown. And this just helps to solidify Geneva as a destination for wine culinary purposes. Having a master of wine with her tasting room there is very exciting. She says late spring, early summer is the plan to open their tasting room, and can't wait to see what they do. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to Geneva for continuing to really develop the epicenter of the Finger Lakes in many ways, with yet another destination in downtown Geneva. A lot of cool things going on in Geneva. I've mentioned before the Solar Lake Tunnel Solar Village. That is largely complete. I think you can check out living in a net zero building and having proximity to be able to walk to the lakefront very quickly. There's a tunnel that goes under 5 and 20 that is a pedestrian tunnel. It's not a road, just a pedestrian tunnel under 5 and 20 from this Lake Tunnel Solar Village. And that company is building another solar village in Geneva. I think it's maybe just outside of town, or it's not right down with the lakefront like this one is, but they are building yet another one. And those are units that are constructed in Geneva. They're one of the companies at the forefront of net zero residential housing in the United States. So many reasons beyond wine and food to head to Geneva. I know a few people that I've introduced to Monaco's in Geneva, which is a coffee shop. Stop there fairly regularly if they're in the area. Very nice coffee shop, and a bakery next to them that is it's sort of opening slowly. They I believe are open on weekends or at least Saturdays. They supply the things for Monaco's pastries and scones and muffins and things, and also do bread, which they may be selling to restaurants and things. I'm not sure exactly what's happening with that, but I would guess that after the pandemic is over, it might turn into a 5 or 6 day a week bakery and more of a retail operation than it is now. It is the place where Normal Bread used to be, which was one of the key businesses in my mind that really helped to launch Geneva as a culinary destination. It's been closed for a long time, but this bakery opened. The new one opened maybe 6 months ago, or maybe a little before that. So again, big news for Geneva. Follow Nova Cadamatre, Cadamatre, on Facebook. If you want details or information on anything you hear me mention, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. Just saw a movie just a couple nights ago, not at the movie theater, but on I guess on Netflix. I'm pretty sure it was Netflix. Uncorked is the movie. And I think it may have been one of the movies that they showed in Geneva as part of a series of wine movies a year or so ago. And I didn't go back to check, but so the name rang a bell. And I just hadn't had a chance to see it. And it's a fascinating, really well-done movie. and some great characters in it. It's about someone's attempt to become a master sommelier, although it's not like the Somme movies that are so intensely focused on that. This one, Uncorked, has more sort of family economic storylines that are part of that struggle to become, or just at least to study to become, a master sommelier. But really well done movie. I hope you'll look it up, and it gives you a window into the passion that the people have that want to become master sommeliers. And the studying to become a master sommelier is incredibly intense. Master of Wine too. So Uncorked, add that to your list of movies for 2021. It's not a new movie. I'm not sure when it came out, but not that long ago either. It's not a brand new movie. If you do run into some interesting wine-related movies, food-related movies, I'd love to hear about them. Send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. And during a pandemic and during the winter, a good time to maybe watch a couple of movies. The weekly Glenora Gazette from Gene Pierce comes out every Sunday and gives some behind-the-scenes information about what the winery's doing and kind of what the industry is doing. Also, he mentioned one of the newer wine events that they started last year called Global Eats and Treats. That was a much smaller event than Deck the Halls. But they had, between the people that came for that event last January and just regular visitors, they had about 460 people at the winery this weekend a year ago. They're looking at probably, if they're lucky, half of that this year. There is no special event, and there are not as many people visiting the wineries, not as many people out being tourists these days, as the infection numbers continue to go up. You want to be extra careful. You want to wear a mask. You want to go to places where other people are wearing masks, and be extra careful for the next couple of months so we can get through this, and you can stay healthy. But that said, if you want to escape the house and visit a winery, weekdays during January and February are just incredibly quiet at the wineries. Very few people going in, and you can just... Not every winery is doing tastings, but I think some are. There's one in particular you want to go visit. I would call first and maybe see about making an appointment. But you can certainly do curbside pickup. I'm going to be going out to visit a couple of wineries tomorrow or Tuesday and picking up some sparkling wine because going to have a really nice bottle of sparkling wine on Wednesday night to celebrate the inauguration. Finger Lakes sparkling wine. As I mentioned yesterday, fabulous sparkling wine in the Finger Lakes, and you just may not find it in wine shops. It can be hard to find in wine shops. Dr. Frank's are some of the most widely distributed. Glenora has several sparkling wines that are pretty widely distributed. You may find them in wine shops. I know Market View Liquor carries Glenora and Dr. Frank, and I think some forced carbonation sparkling wines kind of a Prosecco type wine from Candio from Lakewood, which was one of the first forced carbonation sparkling wines in the Finger Lakes many, many years ago. And maybe Swedish Hill. So there might be a couple there. So they'll probably have some of those in stock if you want to get a local Finger Lakes wine from a retail shop. I think Casa Larga is sold out of their Method Champenoise sparkling wine, but they have Petnat, which is just a different style of sparkling wine where the second fermentation is done in the bottle. And it comes with a crown cap. It's not quite as fizzy, but it's plenty fizzy enough, and often a little less expensive than Method Champenoise because it's just fewer steps to make. Also, a cheaper cap to it. Traditional sparkling or Method Champenoise has a cork and a big cork, and then the cage that goes over that and foil. The Petnat wines are just a crown cap like you'd have on a beer bottle. Kind of a neat option, and I think Casa Larga has several of those to choose from. But I had trouble in the past trying to find local sparkling wines at wine shops. Market View has one of the biggest selections of local wines by far, so they do have it. But even some of the larger wine shops that I visited didn't have any local sparkling wines. Market View is one of the few that has several. So that's what I'll be celebrating Wednesday night. Very excited about this inauguration and getting back to where science plays a role in governing, and not to mention some sanity and it's been a wild ride. I'm looking forward to the start of this administration, and we had a Finger Lakes sparkling wine for New Year's Eve. But this is really the start of the new year for me personally, is the inauguration. So I'll be toasting that with a Finger Lakes bottle of sparkling wine. We'll have more details on that next weekend. Also, there are a couple of efforts going on locally to raise money for local restaurant staff and restaurant workers. Sean Wolf, who's a longtime chef in our area, was most recently at the Canaltown Tower, Riverside Tavern. There's I forget the name now, in Leroy. It's a Canalside Tavern in Leroy. He and some other chef friends are going to be doing Friday fish fries starting this Friday, January 22nd, and some of the funds from that will go to local restaurant workers, and there will be fish fries along with Osmote Chardonnay, a bottle of Osmote Chardonnay that's part of that package, and that will be from the Gregory House. Gregory Street, the old German house on Gregory Street. So if you want details, I would guess that reservations for these takeout fish fries are necessary. You can look him up on Facebook or send me a note, and I'll get you contact information. And michael@saverlife.com. If you hear of things like this going on, email me. Restaurants are now allowed to open as if they're in a yellow zone, and so many of them, not all, but many of them have reopened for indoor dining. I think they're probably at 25%, and that's great news for the restaurant. be careful, you know, and if we can start to get the numbers coming down, we can reopen things like restaurants more than just 25%, which is really not enough to keep them going to have them survive. So be extra careful right now, especially with this potentially more infectious variant. It is probably here in Rochester. We just are not testing for it very much in the United States in general. And so I think we're way behind, and we probably don't realize how widespread it already is. So be extra careful. We'll be back next Saturday with Gardening Restaurants and Discover the Finger Lakes at 9 a.m. next Saturday. The Brighton Farmers Market is closed for this month and next month, and they will. You can follow their website to see when they'll reopen in the spring, late winter, early spring. But for now, they are closed. Public market remains open, though, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Have a great day. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaverLife.com.